going on for over 7 years. It's been put on by an amazing leader in our industry, not just in our company, but in our whole industry. He's written a book called Journey to Believable. You can get it at soundconcepts.com. You can also, he's also been featured in Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Secrets of Highly Successful Network Marketers. And he came into this business, this whole industry, from another industry with no time, no money, and just completely booked out. And he saw what it was, and he decided to make it work. And he built both legs, and he's got some of the most amazing leaders in the whole company in his organization. So I want to honor and say thank you to Lenny Evans. He's not here this morning, but I just want to say that this is an amazing thing he's put together for everyone right across the company. So then I get to introduce our guest today, which is me, because Susie's my day, and I get to talk about what I want to. So there were some things that were said. As you know, the whole company is now moving into this 90-day blitz. And there were some things that were said yesterday that I thought were profound, and I was thinking about all day yesterday, and actually starting to rest into, become aware of. And one of the things that, you know, when we get ready to do something, sometimes we tense up and we go, oh! And then we think, oh, we got to do it really well. And we got to do it really good. And we go, oh, my gosh, am I going to connect all those people? And I've got to pitch it. I've heard that word. I've got to go pitch something. How do I pitch them? And I want to say something. Don't ever pitch anyone. This is not about that. This is not selling. This is about connecting. And as I was thinking about it, and I had such a phenomenal time yesterday, just going from call to call to call to call, and talking about what this is, and sharing and connecting and with some really intelligent people who had not heard about network marketing, or if they had, they hadn't heard the good stuff. They just hadn't, they'd been talking to people who didn't know, or they just had a shadow of something. And was able to be able to actually at one point, this amazing couple who's highly educated, they're both highly educated, and they both have, she has eight jobs, eight different things that she does to make money, and he manages a restaurant, and they're both filmmakers. And obviously there's no time to make film. They want to get married, have a family, and all of that, and still have careers. But we were able to, by asking questions, and I want to talk about this, about connecting and checking our energy before we start to talk to someone. Because I'm going to, let me say how this happened. Because I've been checking my energy all day long about a number of things and seeing when it goes, and where I start to press. Or want to get something done, or compare myself with something. And these people were coming on the phone, and I checked my energy, and I was almost out of my body, thinking I had to do something. And here's what appeared to me was there is nothing to do. There is something to connect to. It's like we become the sun. We become, we have something that everyone wants, the sun, warmth, abundance, freedom. And it's not that we're selling it to them. We're not pitching. We're here to reflect that into their lives, to give them some warmth, to open themselves up so that they can start seeing what's possible for them. And so the interesting thing was, in connecting with people, you want to start asking questions. And you want to, first of all, check your energy. What are you trying to do here? And if see what, where your energy is, and then see if you can step back into yourself and just become a prayer. You can become namaste, which is I salute the God or the divine or the that which is divine within you. That within me which is divine salutes the divine within you. Or you become a connecting point where you're sharing, where you're educating, or you're not teaching, but it becomes a revelation. And because a lot of times, again, that's really different from the concept of what am I going to do to pitch them. You're not going to do anything. You're going to be able to sit back and connect. And it was really wonderful and revelatory, revealing, to be able to ask them questions. And the person who's Pooja was the one who had her friends on the phone, these highly educated, amazing people, lots of student loan debt. And she said, what is it? Do you know anything? What is it that you know about network marketing? We want to get that out of the way right to begin with. Brilliant, brilliant move. And she said, well, gee, she didn't know anything about it. And her husband said, well, he kind of knew about it, and he made a joke about Ginzu knives or Cutco knives, and we all laughed. And that was where we were able to start about, well, look at what's happened since this whole, first of all, how many knives do you buy in your life? Well, you buy one set, and that's about it, especially if it's a Cutco knife. I still have Cutco knives from my parents in the 40s. But it started, it opened the conversation. It went right to it, and that part where everyone's afraid to talk about. And then right after that, we asked, well, we were talking some more, a little bit, finding out who they were, what they wanted, and what was important to them. And was able to ask another question, well, told a little bit about my story, and then do you know about what the cash flow quadrant is? I just assume everybody knows what it is. And neither of them knew anything about it. So we had them draw a cash flow quadrant down on a piece of paper, and I heard the lights go on inside their brain. Anyway, it was what I'm saying about this, and now they're open to evaluating. Now we've sent them out to the tools, and they're evaluating, but they're taking it seriously. They're looking at it as a way out and a way to thrive. And what I'm talking about is when you try to pitch someone and when you try to sell somebody or when you try to get someone, what happens is you tighten up, you get kind of scared and kind of nervous and kind of, it's an effort. When you connect with someone, it's like you're the sun just shining and you're educating and you're showing the possibilities of what's there. It's like you're provoking that person to bloom. You know, you're giving them so much warmth that, boom, oh my gosh, now I can start opening up myself. When I think about that as a metaphor, that energizes me all day long. If I'm out there trying to pitch and trying to sell, it's no fun. It loses, and listen, a person, whether they decide for this or not, is up to them. As again, Lenny says all the time, we educate and you decide and we support. So the key is, how do you connect enough so that somebody can listen and hear what you're saying? So I likened it last night. I was just thinking, and I journal sometimes in the middle of the night to find out what's going on in my own head. I ask myself questions, and then the pen starts answering my questions. And it's kind of like you're the sun, this radiant energy. And the moons come in, they're beautiful, but they're using reflected sun. So we want to keep reflecting the sun on the people that come into our radius so that all of a sudden that they can burst into their own sonship. Now, I know the moon doesn't become a sun around the earth, but it was just a really nice metaphor because we're reflecting what we know. We're reflecting this amazing, juicy opportunity that we're sitting in the midst of. It's a way that we can transform our lives. We here are transforming our lives. We're transforming our lives physically, and we're transforming our lives financially, both of those things. And I've said this over and over again. This is about freedom. And you cannot be free if you don't have your health. You cannot be free if you don't have money coming in. It's not just a matter of sitting on a pile of money that you've saved all your life and then watching it go down and go down and go down and go down, just money going out. I mean, that's a very stressful thing. That kind of stress is bad for your health. The smartest thing you can do is create another income stream that supports your health at the very same time. And then you can start living the life you always wanted to live, whatever it is for you. So, and for everyone, and I love, again, the Peta Kelly, I'm going to say it again, the Peta Kelly training, it's now up at isogeticsbusiness.com in the second little square there with all the phenomenal trainings there. Listen to it again. If you've only seen it once, listen to it again. This is about lighting people up, helping them get lit up so much from the inside, get excited, have their dreams come back, have them realize, oh, my gosh, there's a way out. The economy has changed. It's not going back. Jobs are not what they were. It's not going to happen again. This is the entrepreneur's economy. It happened. It happened with the digital age. P.K. Smith says this is the evolved economy. It is evolved. It's not going back. People are not understanding that. They're still trying to make their lives work like we were still in a job economy. That was with a retirement package. That was a really good experiment. That happening here in the United States, in our economy, to work 40 years for the same company and to have another 40 years of retirement being paid for, that was a really good social experiment, and it didn't last a long time. We are no longer in that economy. And people are keep trying to function in their lives with the old rules, and the old rules don't apply anymore. So it's not about selling people. It's about connecting with people. It's about loving people. It's about finding out where they are and turning on a light for them to show them this is where the game is now. Turning on, finding another light. What do you know about network marketing? Oh, my God. You'll find out exactly where they are. And they can blow off their steam and say, blah, 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 whatever it is. And here's the thing. Most people, when they're starting something like this, they'll go ask their friends about it. And if they ask friends who are broke, who've never made any money, guess what their friends are going to say? Well, it doesn't work. I tried it, it doesn't work. Well, you can't ask people who've never made any money at anything, is this a good business model? you just can't. But most of us who are broke, who are broke to begin with, those are the people we ask because those are the only people we know. So, again, this is about connecting. And if you do it that way, connect in with your own energy before you make the calls. Yes, of course you're going to be nervous. But if you realize that you're going to be calling just to love somebody and to connect with somebody and be their friend and be on their side, it'll shift your energy, and it definitely won't be tiring. It'll be exhilarating. It'll be connecting. It'll be fun. So that's what I want to say. We are transforming our lives by transforming other lives, one person at a time. I think you've all been in a group or a large group where they have the darkened, everything's dark and everyone has a candle and one person lights the candle and then they have another person light it and then two people light it and Pretty soon the candle's on in the room and the whole room is lit up. It doesn't take very long to do that. That's what we're doing. But we're not lighting candles. It's not a physical thing. It's something that's coming from our heart. We're lighting people up with our heart. So as you call today, and Lenny said this yesterday, because our intent is like, oh, my God, we've got to get into charge. Okay, we're in a race now. No, let's sit back. Connect with your energy. Feel what energizes you, and as you get into your call, make your list. Who are you going to call? and you might have butterflies, okay, you know, panic, or look at your list that you've been keeping, who should you call, check your energy, see where it is. Ah, see how you can get back and feel how you can, where you are. Are you nervous? Okay, and what is that about? Are you trying to pitch somebody? Are you trying to sell something? Are you trying to get them? Oh, what if you were just connecting to see where they are and to see what you could contribute to their life? Try that and have calls from that point of view. And definitely have the calls. Okay, I'm going to open up the call now. I don't think Lenny got here, but I'm
yeah,
going
to... Yeah, no, you're done. I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Well, I get to turn the call back over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, I'm just so excited, and oh, my gosh, I got on a little late, but... Guys, this wherever you're at, just know this wellness revolution is happening now. That's the magic. The magic's happening in the revolution, and you're part of it. You know, I'm headed back over to Dave MacArthur's to do some more recordings on these live streams, and it's just downloading. And so, guys, you know, jump on Dave's stuff and just get ready to rock. Remember, you know, what we've been talking about is remembering to keep the main thing the main thing. Instead of becoming overwhelmed with your role, just know that it's about connecting to people. That's what it boils down to, the human connection, understanding, and then delivering a message, one of education, to just helping people become aware. It's all we're doing. And sometimes it has to be gently. There's so many magical things happening. The supermoon was last night. I don't know if you saw it, but I certainly did, and did some great things around that supermoon. So just know that you're at the right place at the right time. You don't have to thank you. This is exciting. We'll be on tomorrow with Rhonda, then Thursday with Casey, and then I'll take Friday, and we're just so excited for you. Get out there, you know, set that party, that date, and this is just a beautiful time. So you don't have to thank you.
You're so welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. Yes,
that's
I saw
fun.
The moon. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's all take a breath in. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Breathe out. Limitless possibilities. Living life to its fullest potential. That's wellness. The constant, conscious pursuit of living life to its fullest potential. I suggest it's showing us the way. The message we have is profound indeed. You attracted it on purpose. There are no mistakes. You were ready, which means you're ready now. We got this. We got this. Together we will, and we are. All right, let's unmute and do a 1, 2, 3 isogenics. We'll be on tomorrow. Here we go. Okay, guys, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenic.
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 Woo!